The department is aware that a focus recently of concern has been the technical issues surrounding the IS 465 standard, dealing with testing and categorisation of damaged buildings incorporating concrete blocks containing certain deleterious materials. There has recently been a significant amount of discussion with regard to the developing scientific research in this area. IS 465 is currently being reviewed by the National Standards Authority of Ireland, the NSI, an inter-agency defective concrete blocks technical matter steering group, known as NSAI TC73, has been established to support and inform the NSAI standardisation programme about technical issues. The steering group includes representatives from the department, the NSAI, Geological Survey of Ireland, Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland and the Housing Agency. The steering group has agreed on a process to specify, procure, fund and manage research projects. The GSI has established a procurement framework for the provision of laboratory analysis services to support Geological Survey Ireland's Irish Construction Materials Project concrete products. In addition, a strategic oversight group has been established by the Department of Housing to monitor progress and to oversee the work of NSAI TC73 and to ensure that each participating organisation is supporting NSAI to deliver on actions as expeditiously as possible and remove any barriers to progress. The membership of the Strategic Oversight Group includes the Department of Enterprise, Trade and Employment, the NSAI, the Department of Communications and Climate Action, the Geological Survey of Ireland and the Housing Agency. It's led by the Department of Housing and has met in December 2023 and again in March this year with a further meeting scheduled for later this month. NSAI TC63, the Concrete Blocks Committee responsible for IS 465 on which homeowners are represented, has received preliminary findings on pyrrhotite oxidation and are evaluating this research. It should be noted that a wider, substantial programme of research and analysis is ongoing and adequate time is required by the committee members to facilitate careful consideration of all relevant technical input. Any meaningful evidence-based revision to the standard by the NSAI is reliant on the delivery of the final outputs of key research projects, including those from the GSI framework partners, and a full evaluation by the relevant technical committee and the subsequent completion of the standardisation process in accordance with the NSAI's procedures. The GSI research partners have further tasks to complete, and final outputs include conclusions from this research, which are expected in Q4 2024 and Q1 2025, are critical to support the full revision of the standard.